Welcome to the Culp is Speaking broadcast. I am Terrence L. Culp. I am the CEO and the founder of Culp is Speaking. And this is our weekly podcast. At least it's weekly for now. Maybe one day we'll go daily, but we're weekly for now. I want to share something with you, a thought that I literally just had in the moment as I'm preparing to head for Virginia this week for some leadership and development training. And I had a thought. Now, for many of you, this is not a church podcast, but as a man of God, as a pastor, of course, those things are going to flow over and infiltrate what I do in the business world too. And I had a thought this morning that really became revolutionary to me. I was thinking about jealousy and admiration and how the two of them are so closely linked yet diametrically different. Jealousy and admiration. I'm a preacher. I knew that I was going to be a preacher, pastor ever since I was 5 years old when I saw my pastor, who is still my pastor to this day, the Reverend Dr. Charles Woods of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I would go home and I would imitate and emulate his mannerisms. I had a little bathrobe that I would put on when I got home from church, and I would go in and record my sermons. I was mega ministry before I even realized what mega was. And I would take my tapes and I would let my mama listened to him. And of course, my mama would listen to him and say, oh, my baby preached well. And I would even give the tapes to other family members, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the thought that I had this morning at 6:05 a.m. I said something and I realized something. T.D. Jakes, for many of us, represents the pinnacle of preaching excellence. He represents the pinnacle of successful mega ministry. He represents, he is for many of us, the highest level of preaching acumen and preaching success that one could ascribe to. Maybe not for everybody, but for me personally, he's definitely up there. And I noticed something. I've never been jealous of Jakes. I've never been jealous of Bishop Jakes. I've always wanted to imitate Bishop Jakes. I wanted to emulate Bishop Jakes. I celebrated Bishop Jakes' success, but I've never been jealous of him. But I have been jealous of John Gray. Now let me explain that. For those of you who don't know, John Gray is a pastor. I can't really say he's up and coming because he's been out for a while, but he has reached a pinnacle of success that, again, very admirable. He has a thriving church. He has a thriving ministry. He's also an actor, a comedian, a singer, all of these things. But I found myself being jealous of John Gray, but not jealous of Jakes. How is it that two men that operate in similar arenas, how could I have admiration for one and jealousy for the other? And this is what I realized. We typically admire those who do what we do, but do it on a level that we feel we may never personally attain. But we are often jealous of those who are either in our generation or are closer to our age, who do what we do to a level that we feel we may never attain. I admired Jakes, but was jealous of John. Although they do the same thing, they do it well, because John is closer in age to me, even though I'm 37, I believe John Gray is, I've seen reports where he's 45 or something like that. I'm not really sure. He's closer in age to me. He has a youthful vibe, of course, that's similar to mine. So instead of admiring John like I admired Jake's, I was jealous of John because his success and his ascension reminded me of where I wasn't. But the only reason why that bothered me is because in my mind at that time, I was just as good, but I didn't see the success. So you've got to be very careful because admiration and jealousy, I admired Jake, so I would buy his books, but because I was jealous of John, I would ignore his teachings. And that is so problematic for several reasons. Number one, there is genius in John, just like there's genius in Jake's. And when you are jealous of people, you rob yourself of being able to be a beneficiary, a beneficiary of the genius that is on the inside of them. Okay. Number two, it is dishonorable to be jealous of anyone, because it suggests that somehow that person doesn't deserve what they have. And John Gray definitely deserves every accolade and every measure of success that he has. So I want to challenge you to move from jealousy to admiration. If there's someone that is doing something that is noteworthy, there's no reason to be jealous. You should admire it and study it and celebrate it and even sow into it, because we definitely reap what we sow. This is the Culp is Speaking podcast. I am Terrence L. Culp. Listen, I hope this nugget helped you. I hope you have an incredible, incredible week. Don't forget to sign up for Monday Morning Motivations. What I need you to do, text the letters MMM, the number three, the letters MMM, the number three, to 97,000 to sign up for our free Monday Morning Motivational text. I am partnered with you to make sure that your Mondays are the absolute best day of your week. We send out a text every Monday. It's absolutely free. Join our list today. We'll see you next time on the Corporate Speaking Podcast.